Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my
crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there, my Abilene. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 16 tornadoes reported across six states Monday, including Tennessee, where DeKalb County Fire Chief Donnie Green said,
knew there was going to be some thunderstorms. We got a thunderstorm warning, but the tornado warning came very sudden.
The tornadoes blamed for at least one death in Oklahoma. Israel seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing. It's the main route for aid that's entering Rafah, where more than a million people have arrived after fleeing other parts of Gaza. Today, President Biden will speak at the Holocaust Memorial Museum's Days of Remembrance ceremony. Police have begun clearing another pro-Palestinian campus protest, this one at the University of Chicago. Russian President Vladimir Putin's being inaugurated for a fifth term as the country's president. Boeing called off the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft because of a valve problem. They're trying to determine when they can try again. And testimony continues in the third week, former President Trump's criminal trial. This is ABC News. Miss USA is giving up her crown. Noelia Voigt saying she needs to focus on her mental health. ABC's Lionel Moise has details.
Utah!
Voigt, who won the pageant in September, posting on Instagram, "In life, I strongly value the importance of making decisions that feel best for you and your mental health. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023. The caption of the post going on to say, "I realize this may come as a large shock to many. Never compromise your physical and mental well-being. Our health is our wealth."
The FAA is opening a new investigation into Boeing. The plane maker now admits some of its employees claimed tests on the 787 Dreamliner jets had been completed when they hadn't been performed at all. And fitness chain Equinox offering up a deluxe new health plan it says could help you live longer. It'll cost you $42,000 a year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlen. Governor Tony Evers is again calling a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to approve funding to address hospital closures and PFAS contamination. Since the governor can't force the committee to meet, its co-chairs, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, rejected Evers' call. UW System President Jay Rothman was dismissive of the demand of UW-Madison pro-Palestinian protesters for a police-free campus. On WISN-TV's Upfront, Rothman also reiterated that encampments on the Madison and Milwaukee campuses are illegal and ultimately they will be gone. And Appleton police are trying to identify a person found dead in the Fox River last week. Police say the body appears to be that of a middle-aged man, but that the body has been in the water for some time. A kayaker found the man's body Friday. An autopsy is scheduled, but it's unclear how soon an identification may be made.
Hey anglers, the Wisconsin DNR has updated the daily bag limit on walleye to 3 on most inland waters. Help us ensure the sustainability of this remarkable species. Check out all the new regulations at dnr.wi.gov.
Team Challenge is the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation's largest endurance training program that trains you to run or walk a half marathon while helping the foundation raise funds to find a cure for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if folks can't visit the dealership, they should visit the website at TomHeffernanFord.com.
Well, we have all the pictures of all our used cars in stock. We have the pictures, the prices, inside and out, all over what the equipment's got on the cars, seeing the vehicle in person, plus the same, our new cars are. See us on the internet, TomHeffernanFord.com, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, going to our 51st year. Our cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheap in the country.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-611-2046. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-611-2046. That's 800-611-2046. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get to around 71 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A chance of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high right around 70. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Oh, Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much of muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Raced off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where first beer, it's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car, I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at home. That red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much. In my shackled up GTO, I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moon. Red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. There's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I went out into the world and I came back in. I lost Mary. Oh, I got her back again. Driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. When Uncle Sam dips in your pocket for most things you don't mind, but when your dollar goes to all of those standing in a welfare line, we'll rejoice you have a voice if you're concerned about the destination of this great nation. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. It represents the hard hat, gun rack, aching back, overtaxed, flag waving, fun loving crowd. Their heart is in the music, and they love to play it loud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Don't reach for handouts, we reach for those who are down. And every local chapter has a 7 day a week available consultation for your frustration. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. We represent the mud flap, six pack, bear crack, overtaxed, flag waving, fun loving crowd. Their heart is in music, and they love to play it loud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Go join your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Do not delay.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Garth Brooks and the American Honky Tonk Bar Association here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, we do have temperatures in the low to mid 50s this morning, and expecting showers and storms as well here coming up throughout the day today. Well, Wisconsin cheese production is pretty much on the rise. 25% of the nation's total cheese production, by the way, is coming from Wisconsin. Wisconsin maintained its ranking as the nation's top producing state for cheese in 2023. Get this, 942 million pounds of specialty cheese accounted for 27% of Wisconsin's total cheese production. Wow. That was an increase of 13 million pounds from 2024. 94 of the state's 117 cheese plants manufactured at least one type of specialty cheese in 2023. Wow, that according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Looking at animal welfare and stockmanship, our focus today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. Joining the broadcast is Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist of Animal Welfare at UW-Madison.
In my lab, we do very applied research to respond to the needs of people in the dairy community around how to improve animal care and animal welfare outcomes on the farm. My research is informed a lot by conversations with dairy farmers and other people who support them in the industry, because we want to make sure that our work is really relevant, science-based, but also practical and can be applied on the farm. We know that when there are instances of these exceptions, extremely bad or abusive handling, that are often captured in undercover videos, which animal activist organizations use to try to create negative publicity about the industry, we know that that makes the popular news. It's something that reaches different households that aren't involved in ag, and that can influence public perception. But that's only one type of animal handling that we think or hope is quite rare throughout the industry. And so in my lab, we did seek to try to address this question of how do people either on the farm or who aren't involved in agriculture view a wider variety of practices that are probably more commonly or more realistically used across farms. So we did a survey study that was part of this larger USDA-funded project that were our overall project goal, where we got this grant from the USDA, was to try to actually build public trust in agriculture, specifically focusing on stockmanship and cow handling on dairy farms. In this survey, we actually had two versions. And if we looked at the people within the industry compared to people off of the farm, the people who work with cattle more closely were actually better able to recognize what the cow has probably experienced. So when we asked, how do you think the cows felt? Were they nervous or at ease? Were they distressed or whatever? People who work in the industry, I think, had responses that were more aligned with what the research would say. So they could better recognize, okay, this kind of interaction where people are yelling is actually upsetting to the cows, whereas people in the general public didn't seem to understand that. And then in the big picture, both of these groups were actually quite well aligned. So people in the industry did recognize, okay, this has a negative effect on cows. We don't think it's really acceptable, even though we think they're somewhat common. This suggests that the industry recognizes there is a need to improve and move away from some of these more negative practices. So that was kind of surprising on the whole. Like, I would say that the take-home message of our study is actually that the situation is better than we expected, but there was a need to do this research because nobody had ever looked at what do people think about these practices.
Comment from Dr. Jennifer Van Oss from UW-Madison on a recent PDP Dairy Signal discussing stockmanship.
With stockmanship, we are learning more and more that, yes, it is really important. It affects animal welfare. It affects animal productivity. It also affects public perception. So this is the topic that, even though we've known a lot about it for a long time, we can't drop the ball. We have to keep going and making sure that we're doing the best we can. And there are definitely opportunities that we've identified. We can still be doing better. So even though we know what the best practices are, there are still some hurdles that we found to making sure that the best practices are used consistently. And we're here to help. We're constantly trying to develop new innovative resources to help people better implement good habits and hold on to those good habits. And so we have Moving Cows Now, which is a simulator to help people practice those skills. And then we're also working on ProHand, which really delves more into human psychology and how to build and maintain these good habits. And again, I want to emphasize that I'm here to listen. I'm constantly learning every day. I think continuous improvement, continuous education, it applies to me too. So I love hearing ideas and stories from the field and challenges and ways that we can help with animal welfare and animal care.
That's Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist of Animal Welfare at UW-Madison, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Join us tomorrow for our Wellness Wednesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, save $8 on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in-store only. We'll even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, he don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
They're gonna make a big star out of me.
quite sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Buck Owens and Act Naturally here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 58 in downtown Durand. Do have a thunderstorm moving through as well. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday, early this morning in the milk markets. June milk steady at 1945, July steady at 1943, August up 5 to 1935, and September milk steady at 1939. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up a quarter to 188 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks up 5 to 184, 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 307 and a half, no trades, grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 112 and a half, no trades, dry whey down 1 and a quarter to 38 and a quarter, 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle futures held minimal losses in the contracts on Monday, other than the front month June contract. Now, feeder cattle were under more pressure with triple digit losses. Hog futures couldn't find significant buying interest to move futures into positive territory. The June contract fell and did close below support. But because of all of that, and also we have some lower grain markets, at least this morning, cattle and hogs are both called higher to start the day. June live cattle opens the day at 176.97, August 174.42, October 177.87, May feeder cattle open at 241.40, August 252.87, September 253.87, May hogs open at 92.17, June 98.17, July at 102.15. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, grain markets are mostly lower this morning on a combination of some profit taking after the big gains from yesterday. There was also good rains in the HRW wheat belt that is expected, and that is also continuing to pressure the markets. But we still have to watch all of the other weather issues. The big flooding in Brazil, which is damaging the corn crop and delaying soybean harvest. Also, the poor wheat quality in northern Europe as well. Those are all going to also be playing some factors here in the markets today. So far this morning, May corn up 2.5 to 459.5. July down 1.75 to 467.25. September down 1.5 to 475.25. And new crop down 1.75 to 486.75. May beans up a half to 1235.25. July and August down 6.5. July at 1242.25. August 1239.5. New crop down 5.25 to 1214.5. May soybean meal up 50 cents this morning to 381.70. July soybean oil up 23 cents to 44.07. Chicago wheat, May up 2.75 to 635. July down 6.25 to 642.5.
Minneapolis wheat July down 8.75 to 7.16.75. Energy markets are mostly lower this morning. June crude oil down 33 cents to 78.15. July down 31 cents to 77.83. June and July gas both down 2 cents, June at 2.56, July at 2.53. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 417, June 420, July 423, new crop 434, cash beans 1174, June 1179, July 1179, new crop at 1135. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 440, June 434, July 437, new crop 438 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 429, June 439, new crop 438. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 416, new crop 433. Cash beans 1163, June 1166, new crop 1144. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 429, new crop 433. Cash beans 1156, new crop 1135. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 449, June 450, July 450, new crop 438. Cash beans 1218, June 1223, July 1224, new crop 1164. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 416, new crop 433, cash beans 1165, June 1170, new crop 1144. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 136 to 165, market cows 90 to 129, bulls 119 to 155, calves 230 to 920, beef steers 130 to 322, Holstein steers 137 to 390. Sheep markets, market lambs 250 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 122 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com. Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Why don't we just
couch is gonna be more than enough for my two left feet and our two hearts beating. Nobody's gonna see us go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? And those high-heel shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
So I'll cut her up.
The way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance?
Bouncing off the walls, floating on air,
baby,
baby.
Why don't we just dance?
Much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you a while ago. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey.
Joe Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Tommy's selling used cars. Nancy's fixing hair. Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care.
truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make. And Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess. Frank works at the mill. Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams.
We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds.
Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware. Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife. Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me. And the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams.
But living life day to day is never like it seems.
Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins from the NAFB Washington Watch in Washington, D.C. Thank you to our Washington Watch sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabas Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and Compeer Financial. And we are at the Farm Credit Services booth. We are with Todd Van Hoos, President and CEO of the Farm Credit Council. Compeer Financial, of course, part of Farm Credit. And Todd, thanks for joining us. Well, first, I guess the big thing that when I've asked any of the folks over at Compeer, let's look in our crystal ball. Interest rates, that's been the big topic, hasn't it?
I guess, yes. I tell you what, if I knew what interest rates were going to do, I'd be a lot wealthier and retired to some Caribbean island.
I'd be with you.
Yeah, I'd advise you. So, you know, the thing about interest rates is we saw them rise faster than we've really ever seen them rise in my lifetime. And it's a shock to the system because they really, since the financial crisis in 2008, have been historically low. And people have gotten very used to that and built business models based on really cheap money. And all that's great. And now we return to what is, by historical perspectives, a more normalized interest rate environment. And it's a real shock to the system, and we totally get that. When people say, what are they going to do now? I keep saying, I don't know, but let's think about this for a second. We still see inflation above where the Fed wants it. We've still got an economy that's pretty strong all over the country. Unemployment's really low. We've got a lot of fiscal stimulus from the federal government still running through the economy. And so is there anything that's going to push the Fed to really lower or really raise anytime soon? I don't know what that's going to be. And so I think we're probably into this for a little while. I think we're going to see this this interest rate environment, you know, plus or minus a little bit one way or the other, for a continuing period here. And as a result, people are thinking differently, right? What worked at 2% might not work at 7%. And so farmers are sharpening their pencils the way they always do. They're extraordinary managers. They're looking at their operations, and they're trying to figure out in a much tighter margin environment where the pressure is on the input side and you've got some decent prices but not great prices, some even drop, how do I make my my operation sustainable through this cycle?
And that's where members of Farm Credit, like Compeer, can be a big help in achieving that.
That's exactly right. And those patronage checks help, too. You know, we're working with farmers education-wise, trying to, you know, farmers do an extraordinary job growing things and managing their operation. They've got access to better information than they really have ever had. But a lot of people don't focus enough on the financials. You know, what is my balance sheet looking like? How much margin for error do I have? Where can I extend, or where do I need to pull in my reins a little bit? And I think we're trying to provide them with the information that they can make smart decisions about that.
One of the other things that farmers are good at, growing food and running their operations. They're terrible at times at taking care of themselves from the mental health issue. And Farm Credit, even Compeer as well, as a member of Farm Credit, recognizes this. And there are resources for farmers, correct?
There are. And I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a bit of a stigma, especially in agriculture and rural communities, around, gosh, I'm feeling it. I need to maybe reach out for a little help. And our message is, do that. Reach out for help. If you see somebody struggling, see if you can help them. And we're trying to put some resources out there to allow people to do that, whether it's our Farm Family Wellness Initiative, which we're in partnership with American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union to provide the kind of access to some counseling or more if you need it. You know, what we found is if, and this is a big if there's somebody who provides mental health services in a rural community, the last thing you want to do is see your truck parked out front, right? Because your neighbors know what your truck looks like. And that's a real thing. And so we're trying to break down the stigma. And if we're going into a time where stress is going to be higher, we need to have some resources out there people can turn to. So if you're interested in learning more about that, three great websites. FarmCredit.com will get you there. The American Farm Bureau Federation's website or the National Farmers Union website will get you into that network to figure out, where can I talk to somebody?
And sometimes that's all a farmer needs. It's just because that's the one thing that I've learned in learning more about mental health issues is I don't have to, as a friend of a farmer who's struggling, I don't have to solve it. All he just wants to do is talk to me. And that's really a powerful thing.
It is. And that's one of the initiatives we got with Farm Foundation. People know Farm Foundation out in rural America. So we partnered with Farm Foundation to create a network of peer-to-peer, farmer-to-farmer discussion forums. They're moderated by a mental health professional, and it's to do exactly what you just said. Hey, I'm having trouble with this. I've experienced that too. Let's talk about that. And then if it comes to, I'd really need to maybe seek some professional, you can get that as well. And you can find out more information about that at farmfoundation.org.
We are talking with Todd Van Hoost, President and CEO of Farm Credit Council. Another big thing is Farm Credit members and Compeer Financial, again, a member and does this. One of the things they do is they invest in grants to fairs. That's just one of the many things that they're doing. But that's another very people don't realize that that's kind of, you know, what do you mean Farm Credit's doing stuff like that? But that is part of the mission of Farm Credit and all of the members like Compeer.
Well, you know, Farm Credit's a cooperative. We're owned by our customers, and we're investing in our customers' communities. Because, look, if we're going to have farmers and we're going to have new generations of farmers, we have to have viable rural communities. And that means health care, and that means elder care especially. It means child care. It means educational facilities. And too many of our rural communities don't have access to those readily today. Or if they do have some of those facilities, they're kind of tired, right? And so Farm Credit has made a bit of a business investing in these types of facilities and communities to bolster that community resilience. Now, we're talking to Congress right now about allowing us to do even more of that. And we're very hopeful that'll be included in the Farm Bill. But when you think about, I've got to go 200 miles to see a walk-in clinic. If you think about, my aging parent needs memory care and there's nothing within 50 miles. Those are life-changing decisions. Those will drive your children and grandchildren to go someplace else. And so we're trying to make sure that rural communities have access to those kind of services. That's a real important part of Farm Credit's work as a cooperative owned by its customers.
That is Todd Van Hoost, President and CEO of the Farm Credit Council from the NAFB Washington Watch. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
The large storm system to our south will continue to move into the midwestern part of the country today. That's going to give us some rounds of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day as well. Now, it looks like there'll also be windy conditions, and there'll also be another chance of rain on Wednesday and into Thursday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have a chance of showers and storms at times. Highs 65 to 70. Relative humidities at 57 to 62%. South winds at 15 to 20. We'll see 0.3 to 0.5 inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and storms. Highs 45 to 50. Relative humidities at 91 to 96%. South winds at 5 to 10. We'll see a trace to 0.5 of an inch of precipitation. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 43 to 48%. Northwest winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the northeast. A trace to 0.5 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Thursday, partly sunny, another slight chance of rain showers, highs 60 to 65. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 65 to 70. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a rain shower, highs once again 60 to 65.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt 4 parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
There are endless benefits to adopting precision ag technology on your farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The data it provides can save you valuable time and money as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Solving problems with your farming operation and noting where you can make improvements is a whole lot easier when you can retrieve data from a Precision Ag product. You want a system that ensures every pass across the field is documented and integrated into the equipment. You don't have to think about it. It just happens without a lot of fuss and effort. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says to have your goals in mind when choosing a platform, but you can't foresee everything you're going to want to do with